Welcome to the Main Mic Podcast, where we explore Joplin's real estate pulse, share community stories, and provide valuable advice. Kick up your feet, grab a drink, and let's learn together as we navigate the ins and outs of our local Joplin community. Hey guys, Ryan Flanagan with the Flanagan Group, and welcome. We are launching our brand new podcast name,
The Main Mic.
The Main Mic. And I've got an amazing guest. I'm so thrilled to have Miss Kirsten Maddox on as our first guest with our new name show, The Main Mic. So welcome, Kirsten.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, man. So we're doing a new series here, and we've invited you on to kind of help us launch this series. Last month, January, we were talking about some resolution things. Now we're into February, and we're talking about, some love things, that kind of goes around Cupid and Valentine's and all the things. Every day's the 14th. But what I want to say is, how can people start loving on their homes? You probably see more homes than anybody in our market because you're an amazing agent. And, sorry, I'm just going to keep talking here. And you have a design degree from Pitt State, and you've got this coolness about you that we want to bring on today. So.
I don't know about that, but no, I appreciate it. Yeah, I think it's one of the most fun parts about real estate is touring a home and seeing what it can be. So that's always fun to talk through with clients is when they are allowed to dream a little bit, things that they would do to a home to really make it feel like them.
Sure.
And things that they can do when they're going to live in that home for several years to add value to it. So
that's right.
Yeah, I thought
because everybody wants to maybe buy that home, have some good improvements that they can personalize for themselves. But yes. Then the realtor in me is always like, well, what's the end game? And will you ever recoup that money? So I try to be a helpful steward to some of our clients in regard to that. So this is kind of a little bit about that is what are some good design choices? What are some good, we're going to talk about trend, no trend. We're going to talk a little bit about, gosh, we may talk a little bit about your background too. Just, I know it's been a while since the podcast was actually named something totally different whenever we last interviewed you. So it's been that long ago. Mm-hmm. So let's dive in a little bit. So Kirsten, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've lived in Joplin since shortly after the tornado.
Okay. So like 2012-ish.
Yes. Yep, moved here right after that. I went to college at Pitt State, so I have a degree in interior design from Pitt State, an instruction program. Worked in the design world for a little while, and so I still have somewhat of a pulse on that world, but it's very much related to real estate.
Yeah.
Have a background in kitchen and bath design, so that's fun. Yeah, it is fun. It's interesting to walk through homes and see that they absolutely did not include a kitchen or bath designer because of how inefficient their design. But
it's so clunky.
Yes.
And would you say, what are the, this is a helpful tip. So bing, put this on your, start taking notes, audience. What are the top areas in which people can improve their home and make the most impact? What areas of the house?
Oh, kitchen and baths for sure.
Boom.
Yeah.
Those are number one.
Yeah.
You could Google it. You could read it in a magazine. You could hear it on this podcast. Kitchen and bathroom is where you could. And so designing those things. Sorry, I digress. But
no, but it is. It's very true. And it's spaces that I know there's a lot of people who do quick flips around our area. Those areas are often not touched or done in a way that is quick and cheap, which is fine.
Are you talking about my flip that I just did?
Maybe a little bit. But those are focusing on kitchen and bath spaces in a home that you plan on living in for a while, longer term, I think is where you can have a ton of impact and materiality. If you were to choose higher quality materials, so nicer countertops, maybe even update vanities, lighting, those types of things can go a really long way. Fixtures, we've all seen.
I mean, it comes down to pools too. Like if you have that special pool, it's just like you just increased your value by thousands. I'm making it up, but but seriously, that's, I mean, people, they'll paint their cabinets and put yes. pools on and all of a sudden yes. it's a brand new kitchen.
Yeah, they, it makes a huge difference. Yeah. The metallic finishes in the pools can really show the age of the home and when it right. was done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Early 2000s was definitely bronze, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we got into brushed nickels and silvers.
Yes.
Now we're kind of
It's been gold. It's been gold for a while, yes. And we're kind of heading back towards the brushed nickel, silvers. Mm-hmm. But I think the gold fixtures are still going to continue to be popular for a while. So it just mixes really well with everything.
It does. Yeah. Yeah. It complements little, what do they call it?
Sparkle.
Little sparkle. Yeah. It adds sparkle. Jewelry.
Yeah. We get a little bling. So thank you. So we highlight a little bit. Design career brought us up to speed. You're from the Branson area. I don't know if yes. you, I mean, shout out, B-dubs, yeah. B-town.
Whatever. B-town. Yes, I'm from Branson. My family still lives in Branson. We love Soji Deboochi.
Yes.
Yes,
I love that.
Yeah, not a show family, even though everyone always makes that assumption. But well, yeah, from,
you know,
from
that's why you moved there, right?
Yes, yeah, yep, to play the fiddle.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, great. Amazing family. You're a part of the Downtown Joplin Alliance. You are an artist here, a local artist, which I think is amazing. I've seen some of your work. I'm still waiting on some of your work.
Yes, I still need that. I am. Yeah. Yeah. That's been a creative outlet for me. That's very important. And I love that we are now in a downtown space to truly feel like we're part of everything that's going on here. So I'm excited to be more involved with DJA and see where that can take us as a team.
DJA.
DJA.
DJA. DJA, Downtown Joplin Alliance. Okay.
Yeah.
Go through that in my head real quick. I was like, wait, that doesn't sound right. So, yeah, what an amazing opportunity there. Getting back, I got to rope myself in. Getting back to, you know, what people are looking at, how they can love on their home a little bit. What are some things, springtime, we're about to enter springtime. And so what are some things, some areas that you think could drastically, cost effectively improve a home? If somebody were listening right now, like, hey, I really just want my house to shine this spring. What are some areas? And I'm just going to say for $2,000 or less.
Okay. Yeah.
Ooh, it's putting you on the spot.
No, this is good. Biggest thing I would focus on, your exterior. When someone's walking up
exterior,
to your house.
Exterior, boom. I first mean, impressions.
In those first 7 seconds, they've decided if they are going to like it or not based off right. of what they see from walking up to it. So there's a lot you can do to improve the exterior. Mm-hmm. For less than that amount, whether it's 100%. Just slapping some more paint on maybe you have some older posts, mm-hmm. Shutters.
Cleaning up some things.
Yeah,
cleaning things up. You got dingy over this ice storm.
Yes, you know? And new
shutters, that's
little
a good
floor mat. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that you can do. People love to see plants
fresh
on the front.
Mulch, mm-hmm. plants, potted plants, mm-hmm. even provide a little pop of color.
Yes.
Pillows, if you have like outdoor seating.
Yes,
pillows
some bright
make
pillows.
A little bit of a bloom without needing to water it. You know?
Yes. Yeah. So thinking spring, I mean, everyone will have spring cleaning on the mind, but I think starting with your exterior, especially if you are looking to market your home, is probably most important because what do they see whenever they pull up your listing online? They see that front photo.
That's it.
We want that to shine to get interest for them to even step inside.
Sure.
So there's a lot you can do there.
Yeah. I mean, over 90% of home buyers are searching online first so that it's that first impression, you know? You see Taylor Swift on on TV. What do you see? You see what color lipstick she's wearing. Usually it's like a red. So just saying, guys.
Speaking of red, yes, this is actually
exterior.
Really good because red,
ooh.
I know it's probably not a surprise to you, but red is like one of the design trends of this year.
Red's coming
bold
back.
Red's oh making
my.
A comeback.
Talk
maybe
about
not
early 2000s.
A, maybe not the red accent wall that everyone
right,
was doing.
Right.
It's more just like red used in bold ways.
red pots.
So it could be, yeah.
Could be those furniture. Pillows. Could be the furniture.
Could be window coverings. Oh, yes, but I red like is it. Kind of making a comeback. Man. Taylor Swift is influencing us even there.
Way to go, Swifty. Mm-hmm. I hear you. Well, good. Okay, that's fun. What are some other, we're kind of in, we just transitioned. If you guys didn't see it or didn't hear it, we just transitioned to the colors. What are some other fun colors? What was last year's color of the year? I love how they come up with color of the year. I put you on the spot. I'm going to say it was some sort of green. I don't know, but
yeah,
only because it felt good to me. But
well, I think there's a few different colors of the year that go out, but green was definitely trending, and I think it's still continuing to trend.
Yeah.
But lighter.
Lighter?
So,
like lighter colors in general, huh?
Yes. So kind of a, more on the mint, sagey side, where yeah. I feel like it was a very deep green.
Lighter green, got it.
That was trending in kitchens, specifically. Mm-hmm. Cabinet colors
with a little gold bling.
Yeah. That's been popular. Mm-hmm. We're going a little lighter. Also, people going back to just natural wood tones. So warming things up a little bit.
Warming things up. We talked about this. So, you know, we're both wearing gray outfits today, which is out of trend for your kitchen colors, your floor colors, all the gray we've
seen. Yeah, the grays are going out.
Right.
People want warmth.
So think about that. If you're house flipping, if you're looking at doing a kind of a, you know, a bigger remodel. Now, hey, if you love it, like do what you love, right? But if you're doing it in order to maybe follow the trends and see how you're going to sell it, then don't necessarily do what you love, but do what's actually happening, which a lot more natural tones, warmer tones is where we're at now. And I would say, gosh, gray was big 5 years ago, really up until maybe 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's something that is nice about design trends when it comes to interiors is they have a longer life cycle. So fashion trends come and go quickly. Design yeah. trends, especially in our area, stick around closer to 10 years.
Sure.
So, and I think the focus, we talked a little bit about this, is less on what is trendy now and more what is actually you? Mm-hmm. What speaks to you?
Ooh,
do what feels right for you, and then it won't matter if it's trending or not because it's your home.
You don't love it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
There's a difference, right? We were thinking about, should we call this Love It or List It? I think there's a show that already has that. But,
oh, darn.
But the Love It element is like, if you're going to stay there, do what you love.
Yeah.
Because you get to wake up to it every day. You get to go to sleep to it every day.
Yeah. We are giving you permission to stop caring about what the trends are.
Thank you. Tell us what you mean by that. So we're talking a little bit about trends, but what's the fun trend right now?
The fun trend for 2024 is really the untrend.
Boom. We're untrending.
Yeah.
Totally untrending.
So you're in the design world, the focus is more on your personal taste, what makes you unique, lived in homes that don't feel sterile and cold. You can walk in and tell someone actually enjoys.
Somebody
being
bumped into that wall.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe not quite like that. But
damage. Okay.
But yeah. So, and again, it all comes back to that warmth. I think people are just, well, really after COVID, we're spending so much more time at home. People's homes are becoming their safe spaces. Mm-hmm. They want it to be warm and inviting and actually feel like a reflection of them. So I am very excited that people are caring a little bit less about trying to track trends and more about what actually is functional for them and their family, what reflects them. If you love to travel, that should be reflected in your home. It should feel very collected and colorful.
Yeah.
If you really love sports, have those team colors somewhere in your home.
Yeah.
You know,
like
there's ways
maybe
to do that.
Leave off the mustard yellow. Just maybe. You can have some pops of that though.
Okay. Yes, but I think what we're saying is we're romanticizing our home life, even if it's not Pinterest worthy.
Got you. Okay. But it is probably in your own heart, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Pin it in your heart and then post it on the wall. I love that. So we are in the season of the untrend. So for those that are trying to untrend, follow Kirsten for more trips. Okay. what else do we need to talk about? We talked a little bit about how people can improve things. Exterior is a big thing.
Yes.
Very cost effective. We're talking about warming things up a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you're going to stay in your home, like, love it. Do things that you love. Be around that. If you're looking at maybe turning a house this year, or if you're flipping, or, you know, wanting some advice on the untrend, talk to us. Talk to Kirsten. Talk to myself. We'll talk to you about, you know, having a balance of warmth in your home that still leaves a palette for those that can come in there and then add their own layers of untrendiness to it. What else? What else would be helpful? We talked a little bit about kitchens and baths, with, mm-hmm. which I think are some of the biggest areas. Some of them are going to be super costly, mm-hmm. but those are the areas. Those are the areas of the house that you could really stand apart from others.
Yeah.
Right. So,
especially if you're looking in what we consider maybe more of like a luxury price point,
yeah.
if the kitchens
yeah.
and baths have not been touched, that's a problem for a lot of buyers. They're just not going to see the value. Yes, it can be a huge home, beautiful, have really great, you know, flooring and beautiful ceilings and everything like that. But if the kitchens and baths still have not been updated, that's something that people will make a note of. Also, a thing that a lot of people notice and maybe don't realize it is cheap window coverings. So the cheapy blinds.
Man, you're saying I need to take off my trash bags off the
building?
Yeah,
yes, right, you do. Yep. That makes a big difference. I mean, it's just some of those like finishing touch things that makes it seem more buttoned up. But back to kind of an area in kitchens and baths that is sort of trending and has been trending for a while is tile. Tile, floor to ceiling even.
I've seen tiles that
are maybe even handcrafted. So they have imperfections in them that are very textural. And that's something that can make those spaces stand out and also make them really easy to clean.
Tile. Yeah. You know, and people are kind of either way on tile. I've noticed mm-hmm. some people just hate tile, and then some people just love tile. I like tile. It does provide a bit of depth to any sort of space that just kind of it breaks up the monotony of sheetrock.
Yeah, I think it can be, when it's used well, it can make a really big statement on wall spaces. I know tile flooring isn't super popular in our area and is more of a thing if you're in some of these warmer climates, which
mm-hmm. yeah,
I understand. Nobody likes stepping on tile.
Cold on your toesies.
Yeah.
But you know what? I mean, they do make underlayments of a tile floor that can be heated.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to, you know, up it up a little bit, get you some warm tile.
Yes.
Yeah. So, all right. What else can we talk about that would help our listeners, you know, love on their homes this coming season in spring? Anything else that you think would be helpful? So we've talked a little bit for those that are just catching up. I don't know how you did that, but we've got exterior, just some amazing things, some cost-effective things you can do just to really brighten up your outside. We're starting to untrend and warm up on the inside a little bit. Some of your big renovation spaces are going to be, or your most important ones are going to be, your kitchen areas and your bathrooms. And again, we'd love to chat with you about that if you're looking at a project, just to kind of some things to consider when you do that. You're an experienced designer when it comes to those things, so that's awesome to have that resource on our team.
Yeah, I know something, we've touched on it, I think, previously, but light fixtures go a long way.
You did mention
that. That, again, can date a home, which...
It can, yeah. The Sputniks, I don't know, are they still kind of there?
That's an art piece, really.
Right.
But there are lighting options that are way more cost-effective out there now. There's tons of online retailers that are very approachable, and you can get timeless fixtures that you hopefully will never have to change again.
Right. Some of those that were like, I'm taking that with me when I move.
Exactly. Yes. So lighting can go a long way. Mm-hmm.
So, and we have some great local options. We've always used it's Better Living, but nowadays mm-hmm. they were in the area where Panera once was. Now they've moved to Lights and Locks, which is a little closer to like 32nd and Connecticut area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great local resource. And they have an actual showroom that you can walk with professionals that can point you in a direction if you have a certain style.
Yeah. Yeah. They really had some great resources up there. So lighting, thank you. That is an amazing thing. And we talked a little bit about paint, which, you know, again, maybe using some of those warmer tones, greens were in there. Are there any other paint colors that you're just kind of loving right now? I mean, I'm not saying this is like fashion news, but what do you love?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the same way that we said that the grays are out, mm-hmm. I think stark white is also out.
Oh, dang, I just painted my flip. Oh, thanks so much.
That's okay.
I missed the trend. Stark white. It's not stark.
Yeah.
But it's more of like a white.
I think the key, so creamier again, because we're warming things up,
right.
Taupey. But I think the key that we've noticed and you guys have even implemented into our office downtown is that people are painting floor to ceiling. Mm-hmm. So they're doing all the same color, even trim.
Yeah.
Doorways. If you have any kind of a like wall accent,
yeah.
They're painting it all the same. Mm-hmm. So I think the key is that people are painting everything.
Yeah.
So it's just paint in used in areas that have more impact. So if that even means something that's going from your baseboard all the way through to ceiling, all one color,
yeah.
We're seeing that.
Sure.
Which can create kind of like a cave-like environment.
Mm. Does that feel warm to you?
It can be.
If you build a fire in it, maybe?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it depends on the space. If it's, you know, there's some spaces that you probably don't want to have all the same color because it could make it feel a little too cramped. But
gotcha.
But yeah, we're seeing that kind of a floor to ceiling, all the same color.
Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Guys, I learned a lot here. And now I need to go repaint.
It's okay. It's okay. Again, we're loving our home. You're not loving that home. You're selling that home.
That's
so
true.
Yeah.
I did leave a kind of a blank canvas.
That's okay.
Never interested in sell. Well, Kirsten, I'm so thrilled to join us today. Guys, we are excited for you to love on your home this season, love on your neighbors, whatever that looks like. Just show some love. And we are excited for our new podcast, The Main Mic Check. We're thrilled to be a part of this community. And we are excited for some more to come on your Love It series this month. Welcome to February.